The final act is yet to come for Port Coquitlam's Giggle Dam Theatre. Able Auctions has announced that it is selling off costumes, furniture, musical instruments, barware and more from the now-closed Dinner Theatre, located at 2616 Shaughnessy Street in downtown Poco. The money from selling off the items will go toward paying off a Giggle Dam bank loan that was called in when the business lease was terminated. However, in a dramatic twist, supporters of the former owner, Mark Freeb, are hoping to raise money to purchase some of the items. A GoFundMe crowdfunding campaign has been launched for Giggle Dam and the appeal has already raised $23,000 of the $250,000 funding request, including a $15,000 anonymous donation. The hope is to purchase the assets from the auction worth saving, transport them and store them, and it all has to happen quickly, the GoFundMe page notes. Assets to be sold in a week. According to the crowdfunding campaign, a plan is in the works to reopen a Giggle Dam-like comedy dinner theater, but the GoFundMe page notes that a future reopening is uncertain. Meanwhile, there is a short turnaround to liquidate Giggle Dam Theater's assets, with everything to be sold off by the end of this week. Public viewing of the Giggle Dam catalog will take place Wednesday, March 22, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. No children under the age of 12 allowed, with the auction taking place at 9:30 a.m. the following day on Thursday, March 23. Find out more about the Giggle Dam auction, including how to pay and when to pick up items on this webpage. Sad end to 21-year-old business. In mid-February, Freebie's business manager, A.J. Thompson, confirmed to the Tri-City News that the theater unexpectedly closed due to a business dispute with the landlord. Owner Freeb told the Tri-City News that closing the business was a blow after 21 years, during which Giggle Dam withstood challenges such as COVID-19 closures and water damage that required costly repairs. "I just love what I do, I love the Giggle Dam," said Freeb at the time. The company is planning a legal challenge to the closure, according to the GoFundMe page. "Many people have asked if we could start a fundraiser, so they could help. If we can raise enough funds to either purchase the assets or buy new ones, there is a chance we might make it," the crowdfunding appeal notes. "We love you and thank you all for your support. We will post regular updates to the fundraiser and Facebook."